And Greg Giles from Legacy Financial joins me this morning. Hello there, Greg.
Hello.
And we embark upon the first day of November and the first week of November, this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. We're beginning with an event that's just kicking off here in about 40 minutes or so. Jazz trombonist and recording artist John Fedchuk will be conducting a free jazz and improv clinic this morning. That'll be at Ray's Midbell Music beginning at 8:30 and going until 9:45. So just if you have your trombone in your car, and you're
make haste
if you're looking for something to do in the next half hour or so, go to Ray's Midbell. Fedchuk has recorded numerous albums. He's performed all around the world. He will be presenting the clinic and master class at Midbell Music Learning Center this morning, again from 8:30 until 9:45 a.m. and it's free.
That's the best part. Speaking of free, also happening today, starting at 12 noon, going to 1 p.m. at the Sioux City Public Library downtown, join Siouxland Public Media's Mary Hartnett and Sheila Brummer today at noon at the Wilbur Alves Downtown Public Library for the Sioux City School Board Candidate Forum. Mary will serve as the moderator for the debate among six candidates, each of whom is running for one of the four open slots in this year's school board election, which will be held, as a reminder to you voters, Tuesday, November 5th.
And coming up, beginning tonight at 5 o'clock, 18 local artists will be showcasing their wares on the ground floor of the Ho-Chunk Center. That'll be from 5 to 9 p.m. tonight, and then again tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Gallery 103 Seasonal Showcase. A wide selection of art will be on display and available for purchase in a variety of media, also live music. And this seems unfamiliar to you if you're familiar with the Benson Burner Art Show. They used to
migrated
have the Benson Building.
To the ground floor of the Ho-Chunk.
Yeah, moved over a few blocks.
Very, very good arts on display usually. Also tonight, starting at 7 p.m., Beacon Story Lab presents an evening of live storytelling. Starting at 7 p.m. at the Marquee with Turning Points. This night of true personal stories will focus on flashes of clarity, false starts, and wrong turns. The night will open with live music from Angela Lambrecht of Ultraviolet Fever. And you can find Beacon Story Lab on Facebook.
And no, we mentioned...
Oh, by the way, I'm sorry, that was $10.
Oh, yes. We mentioned John Fedchuk earlier this morning. The reason he is in town is he is going to be performing along with the Morningside Jazz Ensemble. That'll be a show tonight at 7:30 in Epley Auditorium. Fedchuk is a New York City-based trombonist, composer, and arranger with numerous recordings to his credit. Again, he will be featured with the Morningside Jazz Ensemble in a show of swinging jazz hosted by the Morningside College Trumpet Studio. You can find out more by going to morningside.edu. And he's probably going to be putting on clinics and whatnot throughout the day.
I'm guessing as much, yes. Starting tomorrow at 10 a.m., the Siouxland Coffee Festival will be held at the Siouxland Convention Center, Sioux City Convention Center, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., the tri-state region's largest coffee event celebrating coffee, community, and cause, the three C's, offering samples, tastings, latte art, live entertainment, and learning all things coffee and coffee-inspired. The festival supports Volunteer Siouxland, and the more than 120 nonprofits with more than 1,100 volunteers are served. For further information, look at volunteersiouxland.org. The cost for the coffee festival is $12.50.
The 8th annual Cancer Sucks Comedy Rocks event is going on. That's tomorrow, November 2nd at 7 p.m. at the Stony Creek Hotel and Conference Center. The night of family-friendly stand-up comedy is to raise money for a selected person currently fighting cancer. Gary Lewis will be emceeing the event, and the headliner tomorrow night is Tim Kavanaugh. Find Cancer Sucks Comedy Rocks, that's spelled S-U-X or R-O-X, just in case you're curious. I'll find that on their Facebook page.
And that's $20. 12 and under is free.
Right.
Also on November 2nd at 8 p.m., we have Vanguard Arts presenting singer and harmonica player, no relation to Fatty, Dustin Arbuckle.
We don't know that for a fact.
That's true. He could, if this young man is from Southern California, he may well be related to Fatty.
He's from Kansas, so I don't know. Maybe
that's true.
We'll have to look further into the Fatty Arbuckle family tree. Anyway,
Fatty's real name, of course, was Roscoe.
Oh.
Roscoe Arbuckle. With his band, The Damnations, that's tonight, or excuse me, November 2nd at 8 p.m., Arbuckle was a founding member of the progressive roots act, Moreland and Arbuckle. They released 7 albums, performed hundreds of shows worldwide. His latest project, The Damnations, are experimenting with a variety of American music sounds from 50s blues to Stax soul to 70s folk rock. That's $10, and you can find out further information at vanguardarts.com.
We have kind of another Siouxland public media event coming up on Tuesday, as our own Sheila Brummer will be emceeing an event right across the street at the Rockland Center here on the Western Iowa Tech Sioux City campus. It's Tuesday from 11 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. The Phi Theta Kappa chapter will be hosting a convocation at the Rockland Center on global agricultural challenges. The event will include a free lunch for those who attend. That's always a plus.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there will be a performance by a dance group from Tanzania.
Yeah, Phi Theta Kappa, I think that's the two-year college version of Phi Beta Kappa. It's an honorary student society. Mm. 1 week from today, on November 8th, the Siouxland Center for Active Generations will be hosting an art exhibit for selected works by Rafat Sarathia. That's Rafat Sarathia from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Admission is free.
And speaking of art, more than 30 works by Sioux City-born artist Frank Howell are currently on display at the Sioux City Public Museum's new exhibit, The Art of Frank Howell, The Early Years. It spans the years from 1966 to 1994. The exhibit focuses on his paintings and especially his lithographs in his career-defining art of the 70s and 80s. That exhibit will be on display through the 2nd of February of 2020. That's Groundhog's Day. Mm-hmm. Go to SiouxCityMuseum.org.
Have you seen it yet?
I have not.
It's marvelous. I highly recommend it.
All right. Well, there we have a host recommendation.
Yep.
Our first this morning here on Siouxland Public Media. Remember, if you have an event that you would like us to talk about, all you have to do is just go to our website at kwyt.org, and where it says cultural events, you can submit your own event just right there to our website for everyone to see. And then I will see it too, and we will put it on our next episode of Cultural Continuum. On behalf of my co-host, Greg Giles, going to leave you with some music this morning from John Fedchuk, who is in town with the Morningside College Jazz event happening throughout the day today and culminating tonight with a concert at Epley Auditorium.
Play me some smooth trombone. Thank you.